There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United States, where the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has lifted a months-long freeze on security funding for religious institutions, allowing reimbursements for safety measures to resume. The halt in payments in March, part of a broader FEMA funding freeze, drew bipartisan concern, with nearly 80 members of Congress urging reversal. Jewish organizations, including the Jewish Federations of North America and the Secure Community Network, welcome the news, emphasizing the importance of security funds amid rising anti-Semitism. B'nai B'rith Canada has uncovered that Quebec medical students and applicants have been sharing anti-Semitic, racist and misogynistic content on a public Discord group called MedSevier, which has over 1,400 members. The group, intended for discussing medical school applications, featured posts denying the Holocaust, praising the Final Solution, and degrading women. Screenshots included inflammatory messages suggesting violence and targeting Jewish individuals. Jewish Clinicians Against Anti-Semitism have filed a criminal complaint with Montreal police against a Discord user linked to Dawson College. In the United Kingdom, National Health Service staff will be prohibited from wearing pro-Palestinian badges or uniforms during work or protests, following intervention by Health Secretary Wes Streeting after discussions with the Board of Deputies. Streeting clarified that staff should not wear political badges or uniforms at protests, except for those related to health policy issues. The board highlighted concerns about anti-Semitism in the NHS, providing extensive documentation to Streeting, who acknowledged the seriousness of the issue. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Margot Friedlander, a renowned Holocaust survivor and prominent figure, passed away in Berlin at the age of 103. Her foundation highlighted her significance, stating her death marks the loss of a vital voice in modern German history. B'nai B'rith Portugal honored Captain Arthur Carlos de Barros Basto, a distinguished military hero and Jewish leader symbolizing resilience. Known as the Portuguese Dreyfus, he faced anti-Semitism, persecution, and expulsion from the military despite his loyalty, marking his legacy as a pioneering figure in Jewish history. Argentine authorities recently rediscovered Nazi-era artifacts, including postcards, photographs, propaganda, and thousands of Nazi party notebooks stored in the Supreme Court's basement. The materials are now secured, with experts and the Holocaust Museum involved to study potential new insights into Holocaust financing and history. Federal Minister of Foreign Affairs of Germany, Johann Wadephul, affirmed Berlin's commitment to Israel's security, emphasizing it as Germany's core interest, while cautioning against criticism which could foster anti-Semitism. The Draw organization at Hebrew University protested against the upcoming Nakba Week event starting today, urging the university to cancel them. The ICC's move to issue arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Israeli officials followed allegations of sexual misconduct against Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan, reported by a former aide. The timing of the warrants raised concerns about political influence from Khan's unresolved personal misconduct allegations. And finally, Israeli singer Yuval Raphael appeared over the weekend at the Eurovision opening in Basel, Switzerland, walking the turquoise carpet amid protests. She waved, kissed fans, and displayed the Israeli flag. A man was caught threatening her and the delegation, prompting Israel's broadcaster to report the incident to Swiss police. Last year, Israel's contestant Eden Golan skipped the event over security issues and Holocaust Remembrance Day conflicts. Raphael, a survivor of the October 2023 Hamas attack, aims to perform her song New Day Will Rise in the semi-finals, hoping to convey themes of healing, love, and unity. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.